This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Okay, good afternoon, folks. As you know, my name is Gary Argent. I'm the Business Operations Manager at the Association of Graduate Recruiters. For those not familiar with the AGR, we're a membership organisation, and our members are predominantly the kind of companies that recruit graduates around the UK and also universities that supply those graduates to the market. And I'm going to speak just for a few minutes now to give you a kind of a higher level overview, not from any specific sector or any specific company, but really an overview of what we see happening in the graduate market at the moment, and also some thoughts maybe on some of the challenges that employers are facing, the kind of skills that they value, the challenges they encounter when they're trying to find graduates with those skills, and a little bit about some of the solutions that they're employing, the way that they're trying to engage more closely both with students and also with university institutions. I'm going to start by referring to our survey. We survey our members twice a year, asking them about their plans to recruit graduates, their vacancies, their salaries, the kind of skills that they're looking for. And in our most recent survey, which was published in January, we had just over 220 employers who, between them, recruited about 21,000 graduates last year. And the first graph looks at vacancy levels, and we're starting to see a slightly more positive picture emerging around graduate vacancies. In 2009, vacancies did dip quite considerably. When we asked our members actually 6 months ago, in the middle of 2010, what their predictions were for last year, they were still fairly pessimistic, looking at around a 7% decrease in graduate vacancies across the UK. But actually, at the end of the year, the picture was starting to be more positive, with around an 8 or 9% increase last year, and a further increase predicted for 2011. And I think one of the things that illustrates is that the market is changing very rapidly. Only 6 months ago, our recruiter members were still forecasting a drop in their vacancies. The actual picture at the end of the year was indeed a lot more positive. And that's borne out by the conversations that we're having with our recruiter members day to day. I think there is more confidence returning to the employer side of the graduate market. And although the challenges that they're facing are different and are changing, the vacancy situation is looking a little bit more positive. Those vacancies are spread around a number of different types of careers. Now, this slide, which might be a bit difficult to read, I guess, from the back, is not looking at particular companies. It's looking at different types of careers within different organisations. And what it shows is that there's a real spread of opportunities for graduates. I think one of the challenges for recruiters, and indeed for students and universities, is to understand where those vacancies are and the fact that traditional if you look at a retailer, for example, traditional retailer, they're not just looking for retail management graduates. They might want IT graduates, HR graduates, marketing graduates. There are going to be different types of roles within each organisation. In terms of salary, looking a bit at supply and demand, well, for the third successive year, we're predicting that graduate salaries will stay flat with a median salary of £25,000 in the UK. But there is a real range of salaries from perhaps at the lower end of the scale, the education sector, for example, graduate starting salaries averaging around £20,000, up to the investment banking and the legal areas where the starting salaries are just under £40,000 on average. So a huge range of salary expectations from an employer perspective, reflecting the different challenges and demands that they see for certain types of candidates. So, what are they looking for? What are our employers telling us they look for in the graduates that they hire? I think there's quite a bit of change here. In terms of skills, well, the traditional skills that we're very familiar with, team workers, leaders, people that can solve problems, people that can communicate, they're still going to be in demand. But there are also some new skills being talked about. Our recruiter members are looking for graduates who are adaptable, who can work in uncertain circumstances, who are comfortable with change. I think that's reflecting the situation that many businesses find themselves in, where the future of the business is much more fluid than it was maybe 5 years ago. So graduates who can adapt to those changing circumstances are going to be in demand. We hear recruiters talking a lot about attitude. What kind of attitude does a candidate bring when they come and join? How will they present themselves in the workplace? How will they impact upon their colleagues in the workplace? If you're a retailer and you're bringing graduates in who are going to be managing a store or managing a department fairly quickly, the way that they understand themselves, their self-awareness, the way that they speak to their colleagues is going to be very important. And graduates who understand that and understand the impact of communication, for example, are in demand. They want graduates who have potential, who can develop, who are not just going to stand still when they join an organisation, but who will develop and add more value to that organisation as time goes on. Research. I've put it up three times because it is so important. Candidates who've actually researched the market still continue to be the exception rather than the norm. Research might be at a very high level, understanding the overall picture of the economy and how that impacts upon a particular sector or a particular company, or at a much more detailed level. Candidates who understand what the challenges are for a particular organisation that they're hoping to work for. So employers will look for evidence of candidates who are engaging, and engaging early, not necessarily waiting till they get to their final year at university, but engaging with the company in the second year, the first year, or indeed even before they get to university. A bit of a debate around being focused or being flexible. For some recruiters, there's a real desire to see candidates who know what they want to do, who are applying for a particular role on a particular scheme and showing a real passion for that particular role. For other recruiters, flexibility is valued. They might want to bring graduates in who can work through different roles in the early part of their career before settling on the area that best suits them. And I think that will vary from company to company. But one thing that will stay constant is a desire for work experience. Candidates who've got experience of applying what they've learned at university, the skills they've developed on their courses in a work environment. That might be on a placement, it might be in a charity, on charity work, on volunteering work, it might be a Saturday job while they're at university. But the ability to understand how to apply the skills they've learned at university continues to be very important. And finally, postgraduate study. For some employers, very important, wanting a particular niche set of skills that are developed in the postgraduate environment. For other recruiters, the existence or otherwise of postgraduate qualification may be quite slightly less valuable within their recruitment program. In terms of challenges for employers, when we surveyed our members in December, one in four of our recruiter members failed to fill their targets last year. I think that's quite a surprising stat. We hear so much about there not being enough jobs for graduates, and yet one in four of our members couldn't fill their graduate positions in 2010. For some, it was just a couple of graduates they missed. For others, a much more significant number. So why was that? There are a number of challenges that recruiters are facing, and the list of points here are just the challenges that they tell us about the most often. At the top of the list being candidate dropout. Still an awareness that good candidates are going to receive multiple offers. They might be holding offers from several organisations at the same time and decide relatively late in the process which one they're actually going to accept. And so a candidate dropping out at the last minute may mean there's no time to backfill that vacancy, so you're going to start to struggle to hit your targets. Graduates' perceptions of the sector. Certain sectors feel that maybe the understanding out on campus of what happens in that sector is a little bit unclear, and that makes it more difficult to attract candidates. On the other side, the fact that business is so flexible, so targets changing midway through the year. I was talking to a recruiter only yesterday who on Thursday last week was trying to hire 150 graduates in 2011. On Friday, she was told it's now 250. So her targets have gone up by, you know, a significant amount, 60%, almost overnight. And that flexibility is sometimes very difficult to meet those demands. So there are a number of challenges listed here that we hear recruiters talking about. Interestingly, a lack of applicants with the right qualifications is quite low on the list. I think there are positive messages coming out about the qualifications that graduates are receiving at university. Higher on the list is a lack of applicants with the right skills. And I think there's an important differentiator there on the employability agenda. So just to wrap up then, what do we hear recruiters doing to try and engage more effectively either with students or with their target institutions? Well, in terms of students, placements, internships, very popular amongst employers as a great way to engage with students and give them experience of the workplace and perhaps a positive experience of that particular company. Sometimes that's now extending back pre-university, so work experience before students actually go to university, after school or even during school. Again, the desire to engage earlier with good candidates. Examples of mentoring, popular from the university side, but also from the employer side, a good way to engage, but potentially a training opportunity for existing staff who are acting as mentors to the graduates of the future. Lots of talk around campus brand ambassadors, so staff who've worked at your organisation, perhaps your industrial placement students when they return for their final year, hopefully acting as a positive ambassador back out on university. And then different ways to involve yourselves with courses, so maybe guest lectures, maybe providing case studies or sitting on boards that are reviewing the content of courses. A definite desire on the part of employers to engage with that process, and in some cases in a much deeper fashion through sponsoring courses or bringing candidates through courses off their own bat. In terms of universities, well, the good news is that the the general feeling that we're picking up from employers is a desire to engage more closely with universities. 9 out of 10 of our members tell us they have a target list of universities that they want to focus on, but the budget for focusing on universities, for going out on campus, for going to fairs, for doing activities, does seem to be increasing. The desire is for personal contact with careers advisors, with academics, with the people who are having contact with the candidates that they wish to recruit. So a definite positive feeling about the desire to engage. Overall, the idea of selling a sector, not necessarily just selling the brand of one individual organisation, but acting as a sector to sell the benefits of working in financial services or engineering or IT. We have a series of sector focus groups that meet on a regular basis in AGR. They are now all liaising with their university contacts through ADCAS, and many of them are looking at setting up sector days. So a chance for them as a group of employers to engage with a group of universities and say, this is why it's a great idea to come and work in financial services. And I think we're going to see more of that sector-based engagement in the future. Thank you very much.